My name is Ruben Becker, Program Chair. I thank you all for coming this evening. I knew in advance that there were many, many conflicts with regard to June being wedding season, but nonetheless, it was important to get this particular program presented to the consumers, and while there may be not a full house, there are people who are going to be benefiting from this program through the tapes and other vehicles. So we appreciate everyone that's come, and I'm sure you're going to have a very enjoyable program. Welcome to the 6th in L'Aruch Yomim's acclaimed Caring for Elders Community Seminar Series. For the benefit of those who are in attendance for the first time, allow me to give a brief overview of our organization, history, and goals. L'Aruch Yomim Center for Healthy Living is a federally approved 501c3 not-for-profit entity. We are totally independent, not affiliated with any organization. Our focus is on consumer empowerment and cultural competence in healthcare delivery. Strategies to effectively accomplish these objectives include development of a series of community education events, providing consumer information, referral, and advocacy assistance, guiding providers and designing programs to meet the cultural needs of the community they serve. These have been initiated with a focus on caring for our elders. L'Aruch Yomim Center for Healthy Living benefits from an outstanding advisory board of senior professional expertise in healthcare delivery, planning, marketing, and evaluation, computer science, quality assurance, and case management. The strength we also offer include experience at such organizations as Brookdale Center on Aging, United Hospital Fund, New York City Health and Hospitals Corporation, AT&T, and New York University, as well as linkages with the multiple community-based providers and consumer groups vital to achieving our stated objectives. A dedicated volunteer corps have produced exceptional results. Community seminars. Spurred by the immediate popularity and success of our first community-based and community-wide program on choosing a nursing home, cultural competence, halachic issues, and practical considerations in October 1999, we designed, organized, and delivered the following programs to date. Each received accolades from community leaders, public officials, and all those in attendance. New options, traditional considerations, adult daycare, assisted living, geriatric medicine. Caring at home, home care and hospice care. Community support programs. Essentials of long-term care planning, elder care, and long-term care insurance. Maintaining our focus on cultural competence to facilitate effective service delivery, over 26 healthcare providers, public health officials, community leaders, and consumers participated as presenters and were provided an opportunity to share their expertise to the hundreds of attendees at our events. What do we mean by cultural competence in healthcare delivery? Many outside the field of public health are not familiar with the concept. To use a simple illustration, if your objective were to provide nutritional counseling to an Orthodox Jew utilizing material showing a ham sandwich as food to avoid, you would be culturally incompetent. Now, pastrami on club with fries on the side, that's culturally competent. Clearly, healthcare provider sensitivity to patient beliefs and cultural practices, when integrated with a care management plan, strengthens patient satisfaction and patient compliance. Our programming has been successful in this regard as well. Providers attending our programs have thanked us for the learning opportunity we offered them. Some good and welfare issues, but before I get into that, this might be a good time to refer you to our special directory of resources you all received in the handouts. Each provider is a former participant in our programs, and by very design, have demonstrated an interest and commitment to service the Jewish community. You may wish to take the resource list home with you for future reference should the needs arise. Our information referral advocacy service has also become active. We have responded to calls for assistance and advocacy from family caregivers in regard to nursing home placement, selection of hospice care, finding a bereavement counseling program, providing community support for live-alones, home care, arranging for kosher meals on wheels, recommendations for assisted living, directions in estate planning, geriatric medicine consultation. People have asked me, including many of my friends, Ruvain, why bother with this project? You're putting in so much time and effort. Why? Perhaps the following incident is telling. Actually, this is something that happened this morning. In response to the promotion with regard to this particular program, someone called and left a callback number. I called her back, and she was totally distraught, didn't know what to do, wasn't really clear in her presentation, something to do with her mother-in-law coming from Florida in need of rehab service, needing to protect the assets of the family, and she was jumping all over the map with regard to needing quick answers to all her questions immediately. Frankly, at first I really wasn't sure whether this was a legitimate call. And what I did was, I ended up speaking to her two or three times throughout the morning and gave her three referrals to three different locations. And at the end of the day, she was so grateful and so appreciative, and she gave me all the brachas that I would need for the rest of my life. And that's really the reason that I'm standing here this evening. The fact is that there are many people in the Jewish community and other communities, they could be professional, middle income, higher income, they're not familiar with all the ins and outs of the healthcare track. When it comes to a crisis, if they're lucky, they happen to have a friend in the field and they can negotiate or get the proper direction. If they don't have their friend in the field that happens to be home at that moment when they have their crisis, they're in trouble. And that's a fundamental purpose of this particular organization. This might also be a good time to identify a special resource to all our programming whose encouragement and availability is a cornerstone to our success. Mrs. Judy Brickman, through the New York City Department for the Aging, is a resource in all our activity, has even trained volunteers to respond to calls for help, and indeed, as you will learn very shortly, again will come to our rescue in a usual professional manner. Some good and welfare issues before we proceed with the program. Firstly, we welcome consumers, community residents, providers, and public officials to assure those interested in obtaining continuing education hours, indeed receive credit for attendance, we ask you to please be certain to register and complete the evaluation forms included in the packet. In fact, we encourage everyone to complete the form. It will help guide future planning activity. Secondly, we're planning a very exciting project for the summer and are seeking a minimum of 3 to 4 volunteers who would be available during the day to assist in this effort. If you can help, please fill out the volunteer application form on the display table and leave it at the registration table, or you can mail it in. With regard to questions during the presentation, typically we prefer that you wait until the completion of the presenters and that you submit your concerns on the scratch paper provided. This will allow us to maximize on the expertise of the evening speakers. Similarly, with regard to Rabbi Faskowitz's presentation. Finally, feel free to call us for assistance, whether you're a provider or a consumer, 718-575-9221. We'll be glad to help. And now for some good and welfare, other good and welfare issues. Actually, it's not so good. I had planned a very beautiful introduction to Sheila McCullough, who we were looking forward to her advice and direction, and unfortunately for us, and probably fortunately for her, Her daughter is currently in labor and about to deliver, and she felt naturally responsible to be there rather than here. I am going to try to impose on her at a future date to try to get the content of what she had planned to present to us and share it with everyone that's here this evening. When she called at around a little after 5 o'clock, I asked whether she had anyone that she could suggest in her place. And I probed. She said, "No, I'm it." And then she said, "Well, why don't you speak to Judy Brickman? She's on IPRO's board. She's familiar with our programming, and perhaps she could try to fill in." Fortunate for us, Judy Brickman was home when I called her for the emergency call, and she had about maybe 15 minutes to prepare and jot some notes. And I am sure that her information that she's going to be providing is certainly going to be meaningful and worthwhile listening to. Judy Brickman.